said I was lucky to be alive. I'm troubled to the day I am here. Troubled to the day I disappear. That'll be the day I get it right. There is hope for me yet, because God won't forget all the plans He's made for me. After wait and see, He's not finished with me yet. He's not finished with me yet. Good in school, talked too much, broke the rule. The teacher thought I was a hopeless fool. Alright, don't know how, but I made it through. It's one of those things you gotta do. Always had an act for telling the truth. There is hope for me yet, because God won't forget the plans He's made for me. I have to wait and see. He's not finished with me yet. He's not finished with me yet. Still wondering why I'm here, still wrestling with my fear, but oh, He's up to something. I've seen enough to know that I'm not here for nothing. He's up to something. Well, here's my time to be a man. Fall my heart as far as I can. Don't tell where I'm ending up tonight. I never slow down, or so it seems. But singing my heart is one of my dreams. All I gotta do. There is hope for me yet, because God won't forget all the plans He's made for me. I have to wait and see. He's not finished with me yet. He's not finished with me yet.
Sing that with us.
He's not finished with me yet.
One more time.
He's not finished with me yet.
All right. This morning's scripture can be found in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. As you guys are turning there, again, if you need a Bible, please see me after service. I'll give you a Bible. I'm pretty excited. I know we got some kinks to still work out, but I'm excited how God is just blessing. Our praise team is just growing, and I know we have some things still to work out volume-wise in this app, but how awesome is it we could just come here and just worship, and, you know, it's not everywhere you can have a live band to lead in worship, and there's a lot of people that can't even find someone to play a piano in churches today, so we praise God, and I praise God for everyone that's a part of this team and part of the family with that. So just wanted to put that out there. So again, Philippians chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. And when you get there, please stand to show reverence for the Word of God this morning. Now the reading of the Word of God. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and the deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you in all my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Praise God for his portion of his holy word. This is the word of God. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. So, this week, as I was driving in my truck, I heard the song on the radio playing from Brandon Heath called Wait and See. And that was the song that we just got done singing during the offering. And the chorus just kind of resonated within my heart and my mind, and I felt these are the words that need to be spoken this Sunday, that he's not finished with us yet, just wait and see. And so as I said, I kind of put the praise team, you know, on the spot and said, hey guys, we got to learn this. And it's not one of the easier songs to learn. But again, listen to the chorus again. There is hope for me yet, because God won't forget. All the plans he made for me, I have to wait and see. He's not finished with me yet. How thankful I am for the statement of spiritual truth that we find in the scriptures and they're laid in this song. Those words are encouraging because I know for myself, I don't hold up the end of the bargain, so to speak, and in my part of the relationship with God. How amazing it is to know that there is hope for me, and each and every one of us should have the same thankfulness towards God, that there is hope for us, each and every one of us. You can think of, and I think of sometimes my past failures and times when you lose a bit of hope. And oh, how God shows his power through our humility and submission to his will when we turn from our own. I just ask the question, have you ever felt hopeless? Have there ever been times in your life, even as a believer, you know that we believe in the great hope of Jesus Christ, but have you ever felt hopeless? Let me just say that hopelessness isn't in God's dictionary. It's a foreign idea to God, because God, with God, there is no hopelessness. He can do all things. And so we as believers in Jesus Christ are told that we can also do all things through Christ who gives us strength. Amen? You know, there are those who refuse to believe or really submit to God in their life because they fear and or rebel the idea of having to be obedient to one that is greater than themselves. To the believer, we understand that it's okay to submit to one greater than ourselves. And I do not need to fear my downfalls because I have a God who loved me and chose me despite my downfalls. That is the amazing thing about the message of Christ. There are other people that try to be perfect and act perfect through their rituals, through their works, hoping that they are good enough that they would be accepted of their God, when we know that we are already accepted of our God despite of the way that we were or our past failures, because he chose us already knowing that. Amen. It kind of reminds me of a scout who looks at an athlete. You think about the NFL draft just happened, and those guys, they go through all kinds of things where there's scouts continuously looking at them and grading them in every other way. But it's kind of like a scout who looks at an athlete and says, well, he has some shortcomings in this area and this area, but we'll draft him anyways because he has what it takes, and we will help him develop the areas of his shortcomings. God says, hey, I know all of your shortcomings, all your failures, but I can use you. I will fill in and cover over those shortcomings as you put your full trust in me. And that's what God does. He says, you need to come to believe. Believe in me. Believe in my son who died for your sins. The blood of Christ will cover over those shortcomings, those failures, those mistakes, those sins. And I will fill in what needs to be filled in as you trust in me, and I will lead you in the way you need to go. What an awesome message. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. If God began the good work in you, you are in no better hands than in his to be completed. Scripture says he is the author and the finisher of our faith. He began our relationship. He will complete what needs to be completed in him. The author creates it, and as the finisher, he perfects it. That's how you need to understand your life when it comes to being in Jesus Christ. The author created it, and he will finish and perfect it. Doesn't mean that it will happen all at once. You think about, look at creation. God took 6 days to create all things, and on the seventh day he rested. God will complete the work in you, and maybe those 6 days end up being 80 years in your life somewhere there. But then finally, at the seventh day, you will be able to rest, because you will be perfected in Christ as you enter into his kingdom and live for all of eternity with him in his glory. Amen. So in that song I mentioned earlier, it says, there is hope because God hasn't forgotten the plans he made for me. Just what exactly does that mean? Well, you have to apply it personally. When I was at the lowest point, when I thought I might have lost everything, there were doubts that tried to creep in my heart and mind and said to me, it's all over, you blew it, what's the point? How many times when we make mistakes, we have those thoughts that come in? It's all over, what's the point, you blew it, it's done. But then I look at Jeremiah, one of my favorite verses, 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart. That verse gives hope. All you need to do, despite your stupidity, despite my stupidity when we do things we shouldn't, despite our depressions, our feelings of hopelessness, all we need to do is to call upon the Lord and seek him. And not just seek him, but seek him with all of our heart. My actions, your past, your present will never deter the plan and purpose of God when you seek him with all of your heart. With God, don't buy into the phrase once and done. God takes the broken pot of clay and remolds it into something stronger, more beautiful, and God-glorifying. A lot of us, we have cracks in our pot over the years. Chips, areas where it looks like they're just going to fall apart. But when you put your hope and your trust in Almighty God, he will mold you and shape you into something much stronger, something much beautiful, something that will bring glory to him. Jeremiah 18:6 says, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as the potter does, declares the Lord? Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. Do you understand that you are the clay in the hand of the potter, the great creator? As I don't know if you've ever seen anyone do, you know, make pottery, you know. As the potter is there, it goes on a board and it goes around and around in circles, and the potter just continually forms it and can feel every bump, every crack, every spot that needs to be smoothed out. And God does the same thing in our lives. He continually has his hand upon us, continually filling out the bumps that need to be smoothed out, the cracks that need to be fixed. Sometimes more clay needs to be added to strengthen. It's the picture that we see here of God in our lives. Isaiah 64:8 says, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are the potter. We are all the work of your hand. You know what that tells me? Even if I have those cracks right now, they're not going to be there later. Because I am the work of the potter's hand. And if he is the potter, and if he is Almighty God, you better believe that at the end of the day, that pot is going to be perfect. And so we shouldn't look down upon ourselves, or we should never feel worthless, or that we can't do this, or that God has given up on us. Or what we are is we are a special creation formed by the Almighty God. And so God's not finished with you yet. He is the potter. We are the clay. In the midst of our trials and difficulties, some caused by our own poor choices, others just consequences of living in a sinful and decaying world, we can still have hope. God is not finished with us yet. We need to lift up our heads. We need to walk with confidence. Look at people in the eye. Don't be ashamed if you call yourself a son of the true King. So many of us, as believers, we think about our past and, you know, other people will beat you down and always remind you of your past. And it's easy to keep your head down. God says you walk with your head up. You look at people's in the eyes. Why? Because you're not walking upon who you are. You're walking upon who He is. We walk in His leading and in His confidence and in His love. And so the end of the chorus of that song says, I have to wait and see. He's not finished with me yet. I say wait and see where God is going to lead you as you seek Him with all of your heart. There was a time I had to wait and see, and now I've seen the goodness of God's grace and why one never gives up on our great God. Many of you, despite whatever is going on in your life, wherever you are feeling at your lowest depth, your biggest struggle, you have waited and seen as you've trusted in God, and I'm sure you can now see the goodness of God and the power of His hope and His grace working in you. That's why we never need to give up on Him. He will turn your mess into a message. He will heal where hearts have been broken. He will destroy chains that keep you in bondage. And He will set all free through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And so I close with this. May your heart's desire be to honor Him. May you give Him your heart. May you give Him your soul. May you live for Him alone. May every breath that you take and every moment you're awake, Lord God, may you have your way in me. Let's pray. Lord God, let our desire be that every breath and every part of us is submitted over to your will, to have your way in us. Lord God, let us be reminded that you are the potter and we are the clay, and you are molding us and shaping us in the image that you want us to be. And at times it's a very difficult road. And there are times, Lord God, when we make bad choices or we do things, Lord God, that create those cracks in the pottery. But your hand never leaves the clay. You are continually placed upon us to mold us into your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord God, we know that at the end of the day, when it's all said and done and our work is done here on earth, that we will be perfected in your presence to live with you for all of eternity. Lord, I pray if there's anyone here today that is sitting here, that this morning they have felt that hopelessness. This morning, Lord God, they've been feeling depressed. This morning, Lord, they just keep looking back at their past. Lord, if this morning all they have is guilt upon their heart, that they would find the one that brings true healing, Lord God. Let there be conviction of a change in one's heart to seek after you with all their heart and to know that we have a hope that you are not done with us yet. Let this be the desires of our hearts this morning as we worship you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So as we close this morning, as we sing this last song, This Is My Desire, don't be thinking about what you're going to do in the next 10 minutes. Don't be thinking about what you're going to be doing in the next hour. Take this time as we sing this song, focus on these words, and let it truly be a prayer of worship that's being lifted before God this morning. So let's stand together. Let's worship.
This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart I worship you. All I have within me I give. All that I am.
That you're not finished with us yet. Father God, Lord, even at times, Lord, we feel like we're finished with ourselves, Lord, because we're fed up with the things, Lord, we say we don't want to keep on doing, Lord, we keep on doing them. Yet, Father God, Lord, we praise you because you are not done with us yet. Father God, Lord, and as we just get done singing, Lord, this is our desire. Father God, Lord, there is a certain thing currently, Lord, you're laying upon each and every one of our hearts, Lord. Lord, if that's just for us, Lord, to just grow from a young Christian, Lord, to a more mature Christian. Lord God, may that desire be accomplished. Lord God, if it's a desire, Lord, to rectify a relationship, I pray, Lord, that desire is accomplished. Father God, Lord, if it's a desire, Lord, to step more out in faith, Father God, let that desire be accomplished. Father God, Lord, if it's to grow to be a better husband or a better father, may that desire be accomplished. Father God, Lord, if it's just to be more intimate just with you, may that desire be accomplished. Father God, if it's just to turn off SportsCenter in the morning or the news and open my scripture, may that desire be accomplished. Father God, if it's just to tell one person about how mighty my God is, may that desire be accomplished. Father God, Lord, I pray, Lord, that each and every day that we draw closer to you, when we come out of that relationship, Lord, may we be more mature than what we were coming into it. Father God, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you anoint and bless our week. Father God, Lord, and I pray, Lord, that we are not afraid or ashamed in front of our friends and families to let them know that we are a follower of Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, that we're not afraid to pick up our cross and carry it, to love more our Savior than our father or our mother or our wife or our husband or our children. And Father God, that we are willing to deny our plans so that your plans are fulfilled. Father God, Lord, may we seek after the orphan and the widow, the hurting and the needy, the poor, and the lame. And Lord God, may we be the hands and the feet that you have called us to be. For it's all for your glory and not for our own. It's your righteous, holy, awesome, mighty, and majestic name we pray this. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Have a wonderful day in the Lord.
Van that can come and pick you up. Just call the church before 9 a.m. on Sunday. The phone number is 570-645-2212, and leave your name and your address and your phone number, and we'll come pick you up. Also, our Thankful Thrift Store is open every Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 24 West Ridge Street, Lansford. The phone number is 570-645-9920. So if you get a chance, stop by, come in, say hi, and we have all kinds of things in the Thankful Thrift Store. We hope that you have a great and blessed week.